Welcome back to Relevant, the podcast that aims to make Jesus Christ a more real and relevant part of every day. Welcome to our Easter special. We hope you all had a great Easter on Sunday. I'm actually kind of glad that our Easter special is falling after the holiday, not before, because I feel like sometimes there can be kind of all this hype about it, and then the holiday ends, and then you're just kind of like on kind of a low, or you just kind of, you're not intaking as much content about Christ as you are on Christmas, on Easter, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
this is just to remind everyone that, like, hey, Jesus still was resurrected and he still did all that and still relevant after Easter. So we're super excited. Ella, do you want to tell them what we're doing for our special?
Yeah. So hopefully a lot of you saw, but we made a post on Instagram. If you're not following our Instagram, you should, unless you're against Instagram, in which case I fully support you. But we just made the invitation. I actually saw this on someone else posted about this. It was like a neighborhood event that was happening that was like they were gathering letters that people had written to Jesus. And then there was going to be like a culminating like testimony meeting thing where they read some of them. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. So we invited you guys to write some letters to Christ, and today we're going to read them.
We're super excited. They're super sweet. And yeah, let's just...
And we also haven't read... We haven't really read them.
At all.
So this will be fun.
Yeah, I do not.
Yeah.
No idea. So we're super hyped. It's going to be fun. We're hearing them for the first time right along with y'all. So, and they're totally anonymous, which is awesome. So anyway, should we just jump right in? Okay, here's the first one. To my Jesus. There's a quote somewhere that says that even if all the trees were pens and all the oceans ink, they could still not be enough to write of your goodness. I think I'm starting to truly understand what they're talking about. Every good thing about me comes from trying to follow in your footsteps, and anything negative that still has place with me is something I trust you will help me overcome. I'm sorry that I will never be able to be as good of a friend as you are to me, but I promise that won't stop me from trying. There's nothing in the world that I want more than to be like you. Help me live a life that makes it obvious that God is good. It's been a long and bumpy road, and I know that it's just the beginning. How exciting is that? Because you've given me proof that you'll be with me every step of the way. I can't wait to discover new ways to draw closer to you. How lucky I am to be given the opportunity to have a deep and personal relationship with the one who healed the sick, sat with the sinners, made blind men see, and lame men dance in celebration at your compassion. So here's to my rock, my teacher, my role model, my exemplar, my older brother and friend. Here's to my savior. I can't wait to see you again. Thank you for everything. Love. Blank. So sweet.
That is so sweet. I love the part where she said, I'm sorry I'll never be able to be as good of a friend to you as you are to me.
I know.
But I promise that won't stop me from trying.
Yeah.
I think he loves hearing that, you know?
I bet he totally does. I like the part that says, help me live a life that makes it obvious that God is good. I just love that part.
Yeah, that's really good.
Obvious, you know?
Yeah. Let me be full of your light.
Yeah, totally.
Let me be the reason that someone else says, oh my gosh, God is good.
Yeah.
So good. Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for being perfect so I don't have to be. Thank you for dying so I don't have to die spiritually. Thank you for suffering alone so I don't have to. I pray I'll always remember in my heart that you don't just make me whole, you are the whole.
I'll have to tell you after the episode who sent that one in. You're going to love hearing who sent that. So.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. I know. I just love how short and sweet it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just right to the point.
Mm-hmm. And I like that last part. Like, it's not just like, oh, you'll fix all the parts of me that are, like, empty, but, like, he is the whole. He is overflowing.
Yeah, yeah.
With that feeling of wholeness.
Totally.
And completion and perfection.
100%. Yeah. Okay, here's the next one. Dear Jesus, I know I tell you this a lot, but I love you so much. I know that it's nothing compared to the amount of love you have for me, but I really do mean it. I know that it may not always seem like it with the things that I do or the thoughts that I have, but I'm trying to be a good disciple, I promise. I know you love me way more than I could ever deserve. I know that that's why you did everything for me, and it's why you are my everything. Nothing I could ever do would be able to repay you, but I sure am gonna try. I certainly didn't deserve to be called on a mission, but I'm so incredibly grateful that you found me worthy to teach people what you spent your entire mortal life teaching. I'll tell them how you love them, how you felt everything that they ever felt, every pain, every sorrow, every single sadness. I'll tell them how much you helped me and how they can see you in their lives too. I'll tell them how you are always there, reaching for them, and all that they have to do is take your hand. I hope they'll listen and want to find you, because I've known you for a while now, and I only want to get closer. I want to be your best friend, and for you to be mine, because you're already everything else. My savior, my brother, my all. I love you. I love you so much. Love, your disciple who's trying her best.
Oh my gosh, that was so sweet.
That was so sweet. That one's like making me tear up.
Wow, I don't think I have anything to add. It's just literally so good.
Let it stand on its own. I'm with you. Oh, okay. I love this was such a good idea. You yeah, killed. Spirit.
I really can't take credit. So this next one looks like it's a poem, question mark.
Cute.
So here we go. A savior. A seed with love and care grows into a tree. The very place where my sins were forgiven. A drop of blood, sweat, and tears, as all my pains were given to him. Water raining down from the heavens, just as his blood ran down the roots. His blood that I caused to be shed, going down my throat. His body that I caused to break, I partake of. My sins, every terrible thing I have ever done is no longer mine. A cup that he asked to be taken from him that I drink from each week. A prayer, a simple daily ritual is where my debts were settled. A kiss, a symbol of love, was used to betray the one who loves me most. A crown made of thorns, fit for a thief, was given to a king. A nail driven into his hands by hateful men is a sign of his love for me. A cross lifted up to the heavens so that one day I can be lifted up too. A savior with love for all humanity died just for me.
That one's so sweet. It has a lot of cool thoughts too, like the nail part that says a nail driven into his hands is a sign. Like, you think about road signs and how they're, like, held up by nails and how those nails really just nailed up the biggest sign of all, you know?
Yeah. And that it was put there by hateful men, but that it's the sign of his love.
Yeah. Here's the next one. Dear Jesus, as Holy Week has gone on, I've been putting effort into learning more about your story, relearning it with new perspectives from recent experiences, trying to better understand it. I know that if I could just feel a shred of what you felt during your grapple with God and of the utter agony you felt in the Garden of Gethsemane, I would be better for it. You did the impossible for me. More than I could ever ask somebody to do, you felt all the pain that I've ever felt in my life, and bore it with faith in God's will. You're familiar with every single tear I've cried, all the despair I've felt, the countless mistakes. Thank you for never giving up on me, for seeing my potential. This past version of myself is unrecognizable compared to me now, and I owe that all to you. Thank you for loving me and every version of me, because they all needed you, even if they didn't know it. Your all-encompassing love is and always will be everything to me. While I know I can never repay what you've done for me, I intend to pass your love forward in every interaction and circumstance. If people can simply feel a tiny piece of you and your love through me, that's all the motivation I need to continue. Love, your sister, blank.
I love that line. You did the impossible for me.
Yeah. I love how...
That's really good.
It really, really is. And I think it's so interesting what 3 out of the ones that we've read, maybe 4, have talked about, like, I can't repay you, you know?
Yeah.
And I think he knows that we know that we wish we could.
Yeah. And I think that's the beautiful thing about love is that it's undeserving.
Yeah.
Like, we don't deserve the grace and the mercy that he gives us, but that's what love is.
Yeah. Literally.
It's unrepayable.
No, totally.
All right. This is the last one. Dear Jesus, I cannot imagine how much pain you went through for my sake. I cannot fathom how much it hurts to watch me turn away from you time and time again. Nevertheless, nobody loves me with the same purity and joy. The way that the Spirit testifies of you, I cannot wait to meet you again. I cannot wait to see your face and realize how familiar it is. The sacrifices you made have made all the difference for me. My life would not have meaning without you. Thank you for saving me from my sins. Thank you for saving me and loving me each and every day. Thank you. Until I kneel at your feet.
These are so sweet.
Yeah, like so raw.
Yeah. So I decided to, I wrote one. I don't have it on me, but I was like, okay, I cannot be a hypocrite if I'm asking people to write these letters. I can't just not write one. I really wasn't expecting much, like, and I sat down, I think it was like last week, and oh my gosh. You guys, if you have never done this before, there is just like something about it where I don't even know. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's, and then I like looked back at it like a couple days later and I was like, oh my gosh, those words aren't even doing it justice how it felt in the moment. Like, I don't know, you know, like, and I'm sure, I don't know, like when they're your words and in the moment of you writing them, like, it's just, I can't even put into words. God wants you to know in that moment that he is getting your letter. And he lets you know. And I just think it's so cool. So
I think there's also something to the fact that it takes effort to sit down and to write with a pencil and paper. I mean, you don't have to write it with pencil and paper, but there's something about that, like, slowing down and just being like, okay, like, what do I actually have to say to him? What would I say?
Yeah.
If he's going to read this.
Yeah, you know? Totally. And I think there's something so divine in it, because what is scripture other than a letter from God? You know what I mean? And if the Bible and the Book of Mormon are so many pages long, like, okay, Amelia, I can sit down and write a paragraph, you know, like, after all he's done. If he's the if he is the word, I can write a couple, you know? So
Yeah. Well, happy Easter, everyone. We, of course, invite you to do it, to write a letter to Jesus. Save it for yourself for when you maybe forget what he means to you. Save it for posterity.
We love you all so much. And thank you if you sent one in. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We love our little relevant family. So fun.
We do.
Yeah, and we will catch you next week.
Yep. Bye.
Did you end up doing it? It's like,
I actually haven't done it yet. I'm gonna repeat.
It's okay, we're representing all I wasn't out here trying to shame you. I promise.